Exodus, chapter 34. And Yahweh said to Moses, Cut for yourself two tables of stone like the first ones, and I will write on the tables the words that were on the first tables, which you broke. And be ready by the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on the top of the mount. And no man will come up with you, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he cut two tables of stone like the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand two tables of stone. And Yahweh descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him, and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means leave unpunished the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, and on the sons of the sons, on the third and on the fourth generation. And Moses hurried, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray you, go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. And he said, Look, I make a covenant, before all your people I will do marvels, such as haven't been wrought in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which you are will see the work of Yahweh, for it is an awesome thing that I do with you. You observe that which I command you this day, look, I drive out before you the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. You be careful not to make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, or else it will be for a snare in the midst of you. But you will break down their altars, and dash in pieces their pillars, and you will cut down their asherim. For you will worship no other god. For Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Or else, if you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, who prostitute after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, they will call you. And you will eat of their sacrifice. And when you take of their daughters who prostitute after their gods to your sons, then their daughters will make your sons prostitute after their gods. You will make yourself no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread you will keep. 7 days you will eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month Abib, for in the month Abib you came out from Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, and you will separate the males of all your cattle, the firstborns of cow and sheep. And the firstborn of a donkey you will redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem, then you will break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you will redeem. And none will appear before me empty. 6 days you will work, but on the seventh day you will rest, in plowing time and in harvest you will rest. And you will observe the feast of weeks, even of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year will all your males appear before the sovereign Yahweh, the God of Israel. For I will cast out nations before you, and enlarge your borders, neither will any man desire your land, when you go up to see the face of Yahweh your God 3 times in the year. You will not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither will the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left to the morning. The first of the first fruits of your ground you will bring to the house of Yahweh your God. You will not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. And Yahweh said to Moses, You write these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, he neither ate bread, nor drank water. And he wrote on the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of the testimony in Moses's hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses didn't know that the skin of his face shone by reason of his speaking with him. And when Aaron and all the sons of Israel saw Moses, look, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. And afterward all the sons of Israel came near, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off, until he came out, and he came out, and spoke to the sons of Israel that which he was commanded. And the sons of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses's face shone, and Moses put the veil on his face again, until he went in to speak with him.